In the 1980s, alto saxophonist Greg Ausby began making a name for himself playing with drummer Jack DeJohnette and pianist Andrew Hill, and as a member of the M-Bass cooperative of young, forward-looking jazz players. The music he's recorded under his own name dips into everything from Japanese-flavored jazz to street-level hip-hop to tender versions of classic ballads. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Ausby is one of the more creative jazz musicians under 40. Kevin reviews his new CD.
Some ambitious jazz liberals declare their intention to push the music forward. Wanting to and doing it are two different things, of course. But 38-year-old Greg Ausby is one musician who plays a good game as well as talking one. In the 80s, Ausby crossed paths with two other saxophonists, Steve Coleman and Gary Thomas, who, like him, were looking for new ways to improvise over chord changes. By hanging out, studying, and playing together, Ausby and his pals evolved a distinctive, slippery approach to constructing solos, where they might sneak up on the chords or the rhythm from any possible angle. The sound was fresh, even if it had far-flung precedents. You could hear traces of players as diverse as the controversial outcat Anthony Braxton and commercial saxophonist Michael Brecker. Here's Greg Ausby. Greg Ausby on his new CD, Zero, on Blue Note. Ausby has made the reasonable claim that jazz should reflect the popular music of this time, by which he means hip-hop. Now, jazz has largely resisted successful fusions with rap music, maybe because they can seem opposed to each other rhythmically. To get slightly technical, in jazz, the accent is usually on the second and fourth beat of the bar, the backbeat. Hip-hop loves the backbeat, too, but when a rapper starts rhyming at double speed, the accent can sound like it's falling heavily on the third beat, in the cracks between the jazz beats, you might say. Greg Ausby will sometimes mediate between those two approaches, shifting his accents back and forth from one beat to the other. That's Dwayne Berno on bass and Rodney Green on drums. For some jazz fans, musicians who turn the beat around on purpose like that will always sound like amateur jazz musicians who do it by mistake. That, by the way, is what Greg Ausby has in common with Anthony Braxton. He also likes to place accents on the quote-unquote wrong beat. In the past, Ausby has made rap records and jazz records. Jazz fans might want to check out his recent CDs Art Forum and Further Ado. But his new CD, Zero, brings together lessons he's learned in both worlds as he incorporates the rhythms of hip-hop into a jazz context. You can hear a rapper's speech cadences in Ausby's instrumental, Concepticus in C. By now, Greg Ausby has cultivated a circle of musicians who can follow him down any rabbit hole he jumps into. Some of the players here have had a lot of practice. Guitarist Kevin McNeil and bassist Lonnie Plaxico were on Osby's debut album 11 years ago. His new CD has its bald patches, but Greg Osby has been at it long enough to show some real progress. If his music doesn't thrust jazz into the 21st century, at least he inches the tradition forward a little bit. In these cautious times, that's about as good as it gets.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing.